This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
A very short reminder, but it's extremely important, coming from a person that is 6-7 days a week listening to your problems. And I'm here to help as much as I can. But this is something that we all have to hear. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he sent Ali radiallahu anhu to the Yemen to be a qadi, he told him, إِذَا جَاءَكَ رَجُلَانِ يَتَحَاكَمَانِ إِلَيْكَ فَلَا تَحْكُمْ لِلْأَوَّلِ حَتَّى تَسْمَعْ كَلَامِ الْآخَرِ فَتَدْرِي بِمَا تَقْضِي. When two people come to you to judge between them, do not judge for the first until you hear the second, and then you will know how to make the proper, the right, the just ruling. My brothers and sisters, this is a very common problem. We have been assigned by somebody to bring peace between two people. We hear one side of the story and we already made our mind. We already made our mind. First of all, you have to be very happy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose you to do this amazing ibadah. It's an act of worship. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, and I want you to imagine sitting with the sahaba, and he said, هَلْ أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَى شَيْءٍ خَيْرٌ مِّنَ الصَّدَقَةِ وَالصَّلَاةِ وَالصِّيَامِ. Should I tell you about something better than charity, than salat, than fasting? And of course, all this is the optional, not the fard. There's nothing better than the fard. They said, yes, ya Rasulullah. He said, إِصْلَاح ذَاتِ الْبَيْنِ. Fixing a problem between two people. So, when I am assigned to do this noble ibadah, you must, ya akhwan, you must listen to both sides of the story. You, even to the level that as a father, as a mother, two children of yours, your son comes and complains about his sister. Listen to the sister. A teacher, one student comes and said, the other one did this to me. Listen to the other student. And the biggest one, when your daughter comes to you complaining about her husband, as a father, you are biased. As a mother, you are biased. No. Say, okay, my honey, my baby, I heard you. Let me call your husband and listen to his side of the story. When a brother, when a husband and a wife, and this is the most common one, a husband came to me the other day and he said, complaining about his wife, she cooks only twice a week. And she's sitting at home. She's not like working. And the house is dirty. And every time I tell her, let's go out, she doesn't want to go out. When you hear that, what happened? What a horrible wife. What kind of wife is this? Right? I called the wife. Is this true? She said, yeah. He gave me $100 a week to cook. And that's all I can cook is 2 days. The vacuum is broken. I've been telling him for 6 months, change the vacuum. Get me a new vacuum. He doesn't want to because he's so cheap. So the house is dirty. And every time he tells me to go out is literally half an hour before my Quran class, which I wait for it the whole week. Yalla, let's go out, Habibti, honey, let's go out. Yeah, I mean, you know that I... So when you heard the other side of the story, what happened? Everything has changed. Everything have changed. So now, when your son or your daughter comes to complain about their spouse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِذَا قُلْتُمْ فَاعْدِلُوا وَلَوْ كَانَ ذَا قُرْبَ. When you speak and you want to judge, make sure you are just, even if that's your father. If your father comes to you and complain about your mother, wallahi, listen to your mother. Or the other way around. No matter who it is, listen to the other side of the story and you will be shocked. Again, it's coming from many, many years of experience. I listen to the husband, I hate the wife. And the minute the wife speaks, I hate the husband. Wallahi, it happened so many, many times. And subhanAllah, I learned that no matter what it is, even if my father comes to me, complaining about someone, I have to listen to the other guy. Because sometimes we get so emotional and we start spreading what that guy said, right? Oh, he came to me and he complained about his wife. His wife, Wallahi, she doesn't do this, she doesn't do that. Listen carefully to this hadith. I'm going to translate right away just because of the time. Whomsoever say about a believer that's not in him, that's not true, he will be in a place on the day of judgment called Radghat al-Khibal. Hatta ya'ti bima qal. He will be in the pus of the people of the hellfire until he proves what he said. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن جاءكم فاسق بنبأ فتبينوا. If someone comes to you with news, and that was this ayah came on a companion, in a sahabi, verify, clarify, check, triple check before you spread the news. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was standing with Safiya at night. This is who? The most honorable, the most pure man ever created. Two men from the Ansar passed by. And when they saw him with a woman at night, there's no lights, very dark, they immediately start going fast. He said, come back here. Innaha Safiya. They said, Ya Rasulullah, you think we're doubting you? He said, maybe the shaitan, he goes in the blood. Maybe, you know what you start thinking? Subhanallah. This is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another point, quickly. 10 people came and complained about one person. Right? What happens? Is it possible that they are all wrong? Is it possible? Yes. What's the dalil from the Quran? وَجَاءُوا أَبَاهُمْ عِشَاءً يَبْكُونَ. The brothers of Yusuf, they all came crying. Look, we lost Yusuf. Was Yusuf right? They all fake. So it doesn't matter. Listen to the truth. Because when you listen from one guy, you listen to half the truth. When you listen to one person, you listened to half the truth. And as a Muslim, as a believer, and you want to really do this honorable job of fixing a problem between two people, then you must listen to both sides of the story. If you feel you do not have time to listen to both, then tell them from the beginning. Last point. When I want to listen to, let's say, two brothers that are fighting and arguing, and they came and they want me to settle between them. It is dhulm to give this guy 15 minutes and this guy 1 hour. You give this guy 15 minutes, you give this guy 15 minutes. You don't listen to this guy spread everything he has and the other guy, khalas, yalla, stop, I heard it. No. You want to be just, you will be accountable in front of Allah Azza wa Jal. Give each one of them their right to speak. Otherwise, do not get involved in the mediation. Do not get involved in this ibadah. Ya Akhwan, why am I saying this? Because wallahi, many people, they already, subhanallah, they already make a judgment about that person because of something they heard. They never verified. And they made the judgment about this guy. Oh, this guy, stay away from him. Why? Because I heard. I heard. Nothing he knows, nothing he's seen. I heard people are saying, and we spoke about that last week, people are saying, be very careful. Wallahi, that hadith that I mentioned, a person will be in the hellfire until he proves. You know what does that mean? It's an exaggeration. What is he going to prove? He's in the hellfire. He's not going to prove anything. He's done. He's there. So be careful. You get a message in a group. Oh, be careful with this guy. He's this, he's that. What's your dalil, Habibi? Be very careful to forward that message. Someone came and told you, this person said this about you. Don't get furious. Call the brother. Brother, is this true? I heard that you said this about me. Is that true? Confirm before you create a disconnect between someone that could have been probably the only one who would save you when you really need them. May Allah make us people who listen and apply. May Allah improve our akhlaq. And subhanAllah, and another thing, Ya Akhwan, I noticed something, that when it comes to the rituals, when it comes to the ibadat, when it comes to the acts of worship, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Salat, siyam, sadaqat, tahajjud, qiyam, Quran, dua, hafiz, you name it. But when it comes to akhlaq, inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. 5 days in the masjid. 5 times a day in the masjid. Sadaqat every day. And then he goes and he spread rumors against his brother without confirming. Subhanallah. What did all these ibadat do to you? These ibadat is supposed to upgrade me. These ibadat are supposed to, when I hear someone, you know, like subhanAllah, like the story I mentioned about Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. A man came and stole his money and ran away, right? He ran away with the money. So the people next to him, they start saying, قَاتَلَهُ اللَّهُ لَعَنَهُ اللَّهُ, may Allah curse him. Ibn Mas'ud, what did he say? He said, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, if he needed this money, put barakah in it. And if he did it as a theft, as a sin, make it his last sin. This is where the ibadat that we do, this is where it's supposed to get us. Otherwise, the normal action is to curse him back, is to yell and scream. This is very normal. Don't think that you're a... No, this is the natural reaction. The behavior of the mu'min is different. It's different. And this is why these... Yani, we are here, the people who are here, the people who are watching us. You have been selected to hear these words, Ya Akhwan. You should be different than anybody who does not come to the masajid. You should be on a different level. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us to be able to speak and to hear. Many people are deprived from these blessings. May Allah make us better in our akhlaq and our ibadat. May Allah strengthen our relationship with Him. May Allah make our last deeds our best deeds. And may Allah make our last words, La ilaha illallah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.
وَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ فِي أَيَّامٍ مَعْدُودَاتٍ فَمَنْ تَعَجَّلَ فِي يَوْمَيْنِ فَلَا إِثْمَ عَلَيْهِ وَمَنْ تَأَخَّرَ فَلَا إِثْمَ عَلَيْهِ لِمَنِ اتَّقَى وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْهِ تُحْشَرُونَ